In tonight's class, we studied chapter 24 of Acts, which finds the Apostle Paul facing down his enemies, or more accurately, enemies of Christ, some of the Jewish leaders from Jerusalem. About 2 years earlier, around 57 AD, Paul had written a letter to the church in Rome. He was preaching the gospel in Corinth at that time, and building Christ's church in that city, as he wrote the book of Romans. So let's look at the message in Romans 8, verses 38 through 39. As Paul concluded chapter 8. Of course, Paul didn't conclude chapter 8. Somebody who translated the book decided to put a chapter mark at that point. But it does sort of close and conclude a thought. He said, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So what a wonderful reminder he gave us to consider in our everyday lives in this world. See, Paul could face the threat of death, as he did in these trials. He could face the threat of death and the burdens of everyday life because he knew that since he was in Christ and had the love of God, nothing could really happen to him. You might think of Paul's accusers and the Roman government in Acts 24 as the principalities and powers mentioned in Romans 8:38. You know, Paul knew that as he faced them, he had nothing to fear because Christ stood by him. He literally stood by him, as we read in Acts 23:11. But Paul had learned not to worry about his present situation, nor things to come. He probably experienced the heights of satisfaction whenever he saw someone moved by the gospel message, God's power for salvation to everyone who believes. Paul had also experienced the depths of despair. You remember he was beaten. He was imprisoned. He was even driven out of town during his ministry for preaching the gospel. Yet his faith remained strong enough because he knew that no created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But Paul stresses the significance of being in Christ throughout the book of Romans. Faith in Christ, redemption in Christ, peace in Christ, rejoicing in God in Christ, abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, being alive to God, and everlasting life in Christ. They're all blessings that are available to the one who is in Christ and available nowhere else. The expression "in Christ" begins and ends this chapter in Romans, and it's mentioned many other times in the New Testament. So what's the point of Paul's teaching here? What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, the church, ecclesia, is the assembly. It's not a building. It's Christ's earthly body in this present age. The Christian's hope can only come from having been baptized into Christ. It's important to note here that the only scriptural baptism is that of a true believer who repents, who feels sorrow for his old sinful ways, and is willing to cast those ways aside for a new life in Christ. And by being properly added to the church through baptism, the Christian is in Christ himself. We read that in Romans 6:3, and we read it in Galatians 3:27. A continuation in the church, in Christ, is only possible by remaining faithful until death. So Romans 8 begins by telling us, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." And Romans 8 concludes, with the uplifting declaration, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." And to be in Christ Jesus, you must hear and believe the gospel message, which we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. It is all foretold in the Old Testament. To be in Christ, you must repent and be willing to admit your belief in the gospel message, that the gospel is God's power to salvation for everyone who believes. Hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and be faithful until death, and Christ will give you the crown of life. Christ, who was ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. If you're listening on the internet and the gospel message touches your heart, please contact us for assistance. But if you're here tonight and you need to make any needs known, please come forward now as we stand and sing a song of invitation.